presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. Disguised as Inca Indians, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen joined a band of native warriors about to attack editor Perry White's stratosphere plane. Then, revealing his true identity to White, Lois Lane, and Bronson, their pilot, Kent advised them to submit to capture in order to be taken to the hidden Inca city. But the Inca chief, aware all along that Kent and Jimmy were imposters, ordered them stripped of their native costumes. Bound with leather thongs, the warriors and their five white prisoners began a perilous ascent of Tupungato Mountain. For hours, through yawning ravines and skirting sheer cliffs of age-old granite, the party climbed higher and higher. Clouds swirled around them like gray smoke, and the wind howled.
Kent, I'll never forgive you for this, if we're lucky enough to come out of it alive. You in that fool disguise.
Well, I didn't figure on their real leader showing up so soon, Mr. White. I thought I had everything under control.
You thought. Well, all I can say is you'd better get us out of this. I don't know why I ever trusted you. Bronson, Lois, and I were doing all right until you came along. And now look at us.
I can't go on much further. The rocks are just cutting my shoes to bits.
Steady, Lois. I'll ask the leader to stop for a while. Cuba! Cuba! He's coming.
You called me?
Yes. How about stopping for a few moments? The lady is tired.
I thought this of me. Of course. Taku! Pico! Pico!
Oh, good to take a load off my poor tired feet.
Mr. White, what's in those small wooden boxes they brought from your plane?
Dynamite. I thought it would come in handy in case those missing engineers were trapped behind rock. You haven't forgotten that we're looking for 9 American engineers, have you?
Of course not. Just hope they don't drop that dynamite. Look at Jimmy up ahead there. I'll bet he's sorry he didn't stay in Metropolis.
Poor kid, I know just how he feels. What are they going to do with us, Clark? Kill us?
I don't think so, Lois. They've had lots of chances. A little push into one of these deep ravines would do the trick. Obviously, they're taking us somewhere.
Stop with Ava. Stop.
Well, I guess we move on.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so tired. Every step is agony. Here comes the chief.
Perhaps you are curious about your destination, yes?
Yes. Where are you taking us?
You expect us to scale that mountain peak ahead.
How impatient you are. How terribly impatient. Now watch closely. You are about to witness something for which mankind has searched many hundreds of years and will never discover, since you will not convey the information.
Is that a threat?
It is not within my power to threaten. Look ahead. Tupungato is an impassable peak, a grim monument of impenetrable granite.
Stop toying with us, Cuba.
Huge, immovable granite. Now watch. Mino Kagwa Amau.
What are you men doing under that boulder?
A very logical question. That boulder is a true masterpiece of Inca engineering.
Oh, it's revolving. Pardon.
Exactly. And on the other side?
A tunnel.
More than a tunnel, rather a gateway, a triumphal arch of solid granite that leads to the hidden kingdom of the Inca nation. Now you know why our mountain is sacred. Enter the tunnel.
As the prisoners and the Inca warriors step into the vaulted darkness of the ancient tunnel, torches are lit and the huge rock closes again. Silently, our friends and their captors move through the strange passageway, their shadows flickering on the dark granite walls. Suddenly, Cuba, the leader, raises his hand, and a warrior strikes a huge cymbal. Silently, as though on oiled tracks, a huge rock slides back from the exit of the tunnel. At first, the brightness of the sunlight blinds them, but then the whole vista, the kingdom of the Incas, stretches like a jeweled carpet below. Huge pyramids of white stone, rich green valleys, great gleaming palaces as far as the eye can see.
It takes your breath away. Why, it's too beautiful for words.
The vanished nation of the Incas. Kent, it's incredible.
Yes.
Feast your eyes, my friends. It is a pity you shall not be able to see more of it.
What do you mean?
Unfortunately, it is my painful duty to deliver you to the dungeon of the palace. You are the personal prisoners of His Excellency Nehru, leader of the Inca Nation. Taco Seba.
Who's that pacing back and forth?
Prison guard, probably.
Don't see why they need him. He had as much chance of getting out of here as you have of flying. Look at those blocks of granite. And did you notice the chains on the floor?
Yes, I saw them. Talk softly, Lois. You'll wake Jimmy and Bronson.
Well, what do you propose to do now, Kent?
I don't know.
I've heard enough. I'm going to sleep. I'm done. All right. Nothing like a nice, soft stone mattress.
Clark.
Yes?
Do you trust these Incas?
Well, in a way, Lois. As you see, they're quite civilized.
How is it some of them speak English?
Well, evidently, they send men to the outside world who pretend they're from other countries. Say, Brazil or Peru. They learn languages and bring back books and anything they think worthwhile.
Yes, I see. But if they're so intelligent, Clark, why do they want to prevent the building of a trans-hemisphere highway?
Well, they're probably afraid that white men will wreck their civilization. And you better get some sleep, Lois. You've had a tough day, and, well, who knows what's ahead. Here, take this straw pallet.
Thanks. Guess I will. Oh, it isn't too bad. See all those jewels the big chief was wearing?
Yes.
Wouldn't mind taking a few of those back with me. Where'd they come from?
Oh, the Andes are filled with deposits of precious stones. How did you like the gold dome on the palace? Lois? Mr. White? Both asleep. Good. Now to have a look around.
As Superman, first I'll remove one of these granite blocks. That guard must be far enough down the end of the corridor now. Here goes. There we are.
Who's there?
Uh-oh.
Kent.
Mr. White's awake.
Kent.
Too bad. I'll have to change back to Kent.
Shh. Everything's okay, Mr. White.
Heard a thud. How'd you get that block of stone?
Why, it was loose. I thought I'd take a look around.
Good idea. Come on.
It's pretty dangerous, Mr. White. Maybe you better let me go alone.
Oh, nothing doing. I'm going with you. Now, come on. We're wasting time.
All right. I'll go first and pull you through. Here, hold on my hand. There. You all right?
Yes.
We're out. In the corridor. I remember that torch hanging on the wall. Wait, I'll put that stone back.
Someone's coming.
It's the guard. Quick, hide in the shadows against the wall.
You better jump in, Kent.
No, it'll only start trouble. Now, don't move. Hug the wall.
Right. But do you see us?
Maybe not. Shh. Oh, that was a close shave. You better let me go on alone, Mr. White.
Now, don't waste your breath. I'm going with you.
All right, as you wish. Come on.
What can you see? It's practically pitch dark over here.
I'm just feeling my way. Wait, here's the rear door. I'm going to try to open it. Stand back. There we are. All right, come on. Watch these steps. There, we're out in the open. Oh, we're in the courtyard. See that lighted room? I'll sneak over and have a look.
I'm coming with you.
Be safer if you waited here, Mr. White.
For the last time.
All right, but be careful. There are guards all around. Here, follow me along this balcony.
Wait a minute. Some men are coming into the room. Five of them.
Keep low and they won't see us.
You are the leader of the Inca nation, not of bloodthirsty savages.
That's our friend Kuba. Must be a meeting of the council.
I beg of you to remember, Kuba, that as an Inca chieftain, you cannot befriend white men.
But they come in peace, Deru. They mean no harm.
No harm, you say? They build their cursed highway through our sacred mountains. Is that no harm? Death to the whites! Death to the engineers! And death to the five in the dungeon below!
Do not speak with your customary wisdom, Nehru. Why not bring them here? Ask them why they come. And then, if they appear to be dangerous, we can send them to death. Shall I summon the five in the dungeon below?
Very well, Kuba. The council wishes to do as you suggest. Bring the five prisoners from the dungeon immediately. Guard them carefully.
Mr. White, we better get back. If they find we're missing, we'll all be in a tough spot. Come on. Keep your head down. Careful. Stay low. When that sentry gets out of sight, we'll run across the courtyard and down the steps. All right?
Yes.
Wait a minute. He's turning the corner. He's out of sight. All right, come on. Mr. White, what happened?
Oh, I tripped. Turn my ankle.
What?
Go on without me.
Hey, oh, hey,
Kent! Kent, they're coming! Go on! Go on, hurry!
As the alarm beats furiously, Inca guards swarm into the courtyard. What will Kent do now? Does he dare reveal his true identity in order to save the situation? Meanwhile, the lives of all of them, including the nine engineers, hang in the balance. What will happen in this ancient hidden city? Don't fail to follow the exciting story. Tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.